Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to Shiro's Radio. An independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other. Created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you Shiro's Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is Shiro's Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
My God, I'm so lonely, so I open the window to hear sounds of people, Venus, planet of love, was destroyed by global warming.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Patrice Rushen on Tuesday, September 30th from her 1982 seventh album, Straight from the Heart, her self-produced song, Forget Me Nots, and also sending birthday wishes to Shiro Brittany Howard, born October 2nd, 1988. Back to her last solo album, What Now? Brittany Howard has been out on the road this summer with her old pals, Alabama Shakes, and they've even put some new music out. Welcome to the Shiro's Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you as always, as together we turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation. Now, before we get into what's coming up this hour, I do want to remind you that, like everyone in public radio and in audio, Shiro's is in critical need of financial support. We have our very first fundraising campaign now in progress, and I do encourage you to text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation. That's through our nonprofit partner, AIR, or you can visit shirosradio.com to find out more. Thank you for supporting independent, femme, and queer-produced radio and conversations like the one that you're going to hear later this hour with Nico Case. We're celebrating her brand new album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green, and that's coming up in the second part of the show, so I hope you can stick around for that. Libra season brings with it a ton of Shiro birthdays, and we are just going to go for it because some of our favorite artists are born this week. Happy 30th birthday to one-third of boy genius Julian Baker on Monday, September 29th, from the 2025 collaborative album with Torres, Send a Prayer My Way. This is Sugar in the Tank.
Hell and back. I love you tied up on the train tracks. I love you clear as day and in the dark. I love you sleeping on my dead left arm.
just an empty trainload of sky.
Happy birthday to Gillian Welch. She shares a birthday with Brittany Howard Thursday, October 2nd from the latest album, Woodland. That's Empty Trainload of Sky. And it was Julian Baker and Torres with Sugar in the Tank with birthday wishes going out to Julian Baker as well. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere because this week we welcome the great Nico Case back to the She Rose Spotlight as we celebrate her brand new album, Neon Gray Midnight Green. That's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
There is more from She Rose Radio coming up next here on KAXE. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Malachi Coons. We receive support from Sanford Health with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. And now a message paid for by the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it can be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988, with support that meets you where you are. Confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org. This weekend on Stay Human, live storytelling from last week's Authentic Voice event. Lauren Neamy takes his life in his hands, Teresa Alto goes to the county jail, and Michael Goldberg almost makes it to the fabulous island of Crete. Story and song for spirit and courage, Saturday mornings at 9 and Sundays at 5 here on KAXE. Now back to She Rose Radio.
You're listening to She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. I'm happy to say that even though it's been a minute since we've had a new Nico Case album, it's only been a couple of years since we caught up with her on She Rose. Back in 2023 at Newport Folk Festival, you may recall that Nico told us that she was hard at work on multiple writing projects, including a musical, a book, and new songs, as well as continuing with her Substack, Entering the Lung. She'd also just released a career-spanning double album called Wild Creatures. The last Nico album of new material was 2018's Hell On. And lest we forget about the other band that Nico's a member of, there was also two new pornographer albums in the interim. So while us fans have been without a new proper Nico Case album for a while, we've been fortunate that she's never been too far away for too long.
At the start of this year, the first of the three projects that she told us about at Newport was revealed. The musical that she'd been working on is an adaptation of the 1991 film Thelma and Louise. Then, at the end of January, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, Nico Case's brilliant and moving memoir, was released to critical acclaim, reaching number 5 on the New York Times nonfiction bestsellers list. Then in July, almost exactly 2 years after we had chatted at Newport, we got the joyful news that Neon Gray, Midnight Green, Nico Case's 9th studio album, would be coming this fall. And now, friends, at long last, it's here. And no surprise, it's amazing. I couldn't be more excited to celebrate its arrival by welcoming back Nico Case as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Welcome back, Nico Case, to Shiro's. I'm so excited to have you. Yay!
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back.
I want to congratulate you on your very first fully self-produced record, because that's a big deal.
Well, thank you. Like, everything's collaborative, so, you know, I didn't do it alone. I just decided to credit myself like a white man for a change. I was like, you know.
I love it. So when did the writing of this record come, and how long did that process take with all of this other stuff going on?
I guess my last record came out like 7 years ago, so probably about that long.
It's not like you were like, okay, time to write a record, and you sat down and wrote a record.
It's been a constant, you know, you get one thing going and you put it in your envelope, and then you just keep padding the envelope out, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I have enough.
Was there a first song, an oldest song on the album?
Oh, it's a really good question. To me, the first song on the record was Destination. That's the one that really kicked me into high gear of like, it's time now.
What about it had that effect on you?
I think I wrote it about 2 years ago, and it just seemed really immediate, and it got out a lot of what I was trying to say. I don't know. And it kind of made me realize that a lot of the songs that I had been working on were tributes to music and musicians. And so that one seems very like the chapter one sort of thing.
Hello, stranger. You remind me of someone, a jangling lust, panting on a sliver of a dusty pool of light. Your fire's hue is a maraschino cherry, or room temperature eye. Backlit by the bar, your tongue it shoots dry. You're all period blood and soundcheck blue. Ripped and a lucky horseshoe pinball brew.
Destination, that opens up the brand new Nico Case album, her 9th studio release, Neon Gray, Midnight Green, her first in 7 years. We have Nico Case in the Shiro Spotlight, and I'm Carmel Holt. So once you decided that you were going to take this grouping of songs and record them, what happened next? Like, how did you assemble everyone? Where did you assemble everyone?
Well, I have a studio and I really wanted to record it here. So Jeff and I did some upgrading, and I called the True Blue team and then some new guests. Ooh. For the record. And so we recorded, I think, in 3 different batches, because I'm not good at doing a record in 2 weeks. I just can't do that. I don't have that kind of attention span. I can't hear myself after a while. Like, I need the deck to be clear. I need to be rested, and I need to be able to properly focus. So I had to take breaks in between, and we worked really hard when we were in the studio. And once we had the bed tracks for everything, I was able to go to Colorado to meet up with Tom Hagerman, who did the orchestration charts, and see the orchestra perform the songs, which was a little bit like hearing one of your own songs as though it wasn't yours.
Yeah.
So it was really heavy. There was a lot of crying and a lot of, thank you guys so much. Oh my God. You know, there was a lot of snotty nose kind of weeping on my part.
So who were some of the other new additions to the Nico band?
Anna Butters came and played some incredible bass. My friend Mark Cisneros played some guitar. And other than that, it's kind of usual suspects.
Right. And you and Paul Rigby worked together on a lot of these songs.
He's yes.
such an old friend, an old collaborator. Why do you think that that relationship works so well?
Because Paul loves when somebody asks him, okay, we have two impossible melodies that can't go together. Mm. So I want to stick them together. So Paul, play me every single note that can go in between these two parts. And there's just this super nerdy jazz school brain of his that just latches onto that. And he loves figuring those weird algebra problems out.
Can you give us an example? Maybe we should play something here.
I know we worked a lot on Baby, I'm Not a Werewolf that way because I wrote way too much for that song and I ended up just having to edit a lot of it down. And I like to change time signatures. I like to change keys. And he's the guy who's so excited to do things like that because they're hard.
Yeah. Well, do you want to set this song up before we hear a little bit of it?
Well, this song was kind of about, you know, going through a second adolescence with menopause, where there's a lot of time where you're just a liquid inside your own body and you don't recognize any of your internal markers and you feel pretty nuts. And sometimes you have to set yourself up to remember who you are because it's really a wild ride. And I had this ring that is a little bear's head and I thought, who better to remind me of the fact that I'm not a werewolf than a bear, because I think a werewolf would respect a bear's authority. So I would look at my ring and go, okay, you're fine. You're fine. But it's also, menopause has nothing but really negative connotations around it. It's supposed to be when we shrivel up and are no longer fertile, which I had never had any interest in being anyway. So I got to see it from another perspective. So it was more of an exploration of all the subterranean caverns. It's like you have to go deep into the bowels of the monster and you spend a lot of time there. And it was fascinating and terrifying. And it's the hero's journey because it's this great sort of crucible where you burn off all the shit you don't need. And then you come out the other side way more yourself in a really great way. So that's kind of where I was at with Baby, I'm Not a Werewolf. The long and short of it is.
I woke up panicked, short of ghost. Water running in the bathroom sink. I listed sideways from my bed and threw my body down the hall. Forearmed the ledge I braced and smeared the steam to find my face. Imagine my confusion and my horror. My body said to me as if to another, baby, I'm not.
Baby, I'm Not a Werewolf, which lands almost at the tail end. I guess it's called the penultimate track. Is that, am I getting that right? The penultimate track?
I have no idea.
I think so. I'm going to use that fancy word.
I trust you.
It feels good to say.
I would not trust me, but I trust okay. you that it is the penultimate.
The penultimate track. Nico Case is here with us on Shiro's, and the new album is called Neon Gray, Midnight Green. I was thinking about the timeline of the trifecta of the new album, the musical, and writing your memoir. And I wondered, this had to at some point shift something, maybe, in how you approach or how you thought about your songwriting. Anything shift? Anything change?
I think the musical probably shifted it way more than the memoir did. You build and rebuild and tear down so much that it made me really feel a lot more confident in that it was going to end up okay.
Right.
Because I used to write songs in a way that I could write lyrics all day long, but I wasn't great at melody, I thought. So I thought, well, I just have to get it down and then it'll be a song when it finally sounds like a song. And I was not really afraid of that anymore. So there was a lot less terror, I think. I don't know, they're both so different.
Yeah.
Because every line, everything in the musical is juried by other people. And it takes a lot of the heavy lifting out. It's like you're pulling your own harrow through the field, like you're wearing the harness and you're doing it when you're making your own record. And then when you go to Broadway, it's like you're riding in like a Cadillac hovercraft because, you know, you do have to kill your darlings and you do have to give up on things that you think are really good because everybody else doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But I find that I really trust them, so it doesn't hurt.
Right.
You know, and if I really go to the mat for something, they respect that. And I've never really missed anything horribly that we got rid of. But I always thought I was so picky and took so much time with my own songs. And then after working on the musical, I realized I kind of don't. Maybe compared to some people I do, but it felt good to be a little freer with it in the recording.
That's amazing. It feels like this record has more addressing that experience of being a woman more directly and, you know, not even like the traditional definition of being a woman.
Yes, but I'm usually talking about other people, unless I'm talking about myself in a way that I didn't notice, which is, you know, usually the case.
Yeah.
I think I've always been kind of in the middle. Like I'm a gender fluid person. I don't feel like a woman or a man, but I go by she. I don't care. When I wonder where I am on the map of the world, I'm more of a soul than a gendered thing. But I'm also super, you know, conditioned. My language is gendered by very nature of it being English. So whenever gender is brought up or mentioned, I definitely think about it really hard. I think in Neon Gray, Midnight Green, I think that I refer to myself as a woman because it'll be that much more satisfying to me when whoever it is who dies at my hands knows that a woman is doing it. And when I say, who am I that I don't die when you kill me? Like, you better know it's somebody who you decided was a woman because I will not die.
Have you thought about the fact that this is your first outing and going out on tour as you crossed over the next decade?
Like, no, I haven't thought about that. The halfway point, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to be 110, yep. So I'm halfway
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't thought about that. It doesn't seem unusual, though. It seems normal. But I mean, if you had asked me when I was 21, like what I thought I would be doing when I was 55, I would not have had any idea that I would feel like I was 19 still.
Right.
And it's almost like you get to be 19, but you get to be way smarter, which is really nice. I'm more galvanized.
Yeah. We talk about ageism on Shiro's a lot because mm-hmm. women are like particularly subject to ageism. So I just was wondering like if you had had any thoughts about that in this new decade that you're in, or if you're just like, I haven't thought about it, just like you said, which is awesome.
Well, I think about, you know, stuff like if my knee hurts.
Right.
For a long time, I'll be like, I really should probably get that x-rayed. And, you know, the Rolling Stones, for good or bad, they still pack places. I mean, I applaud.
What have you seen change for women since you started?
Everything and nothing. We are everywhere now and still people don't get it. And sometimes there's backlash to the point of, you know, the current state of country music or where you're not allowed to play more than one woman an hour on the radio because people's heads would just fly open and their brains and tongues would just fall out right in the steering wheel of their trucks and it would just, there would be havoc. And I feel slightly validated and it's sick, but you know, I've been saying for a long time, people hate women. They hate them. Mm. They're taught to hate them, so they hate them. And now that we're in an incredibly outwardly violently misogynist period, or at least to the people, I guess, who just thought I was making up a story, like when it's dawning on them now, I don't respect them for it. I don't have empathy for how long it took for them to realize that it was true. Mm. The fact that they couldn't believe us was too much to bear.
Now it's unavoidable.
Now it's unavoidable and they can enjoy it.
Although there are some that would say that, like in music, like you said, women are everywhere and we're dominating. Like,
we are. But the music industry is pretending we're not.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like we're ghosts and no one can see us, but we're running the show. Yeah. Like, I've been doing press for this record for about a month now. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked to maybe two journalists who were men. And I was kind of wondering, like, oh, where did all the guys go? Where are they at? But, you know, I was also so excited to see that the majority of people writing about music were women. And I was very excited by that. And, you know, the men were great too. They did a great job. Yeah. But we are literally everywhere. I remember being in a studio in Sweden making my last record, and there was a bunch of engineers who were women in the studio next door. And I went in there for some reason and was introduced to them. And I was like, oh, it's so exciting to see you here engineering.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Because I'm older and there didn't used to be women. And they're just like, ew. Don't cry, lady. Okay, whatever. Like, they get to take it for granted.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I love.
Yeah.
I love that they get to take it for granted. And I don't even mind seeming like a crazy person. But I just want to make sure that they do that, but they also know that they were not there earlier.
And you did say in your press release about this record, there are so few producers who are women, non-binary, or trans that people don't think of us as an option. And I'm proud to have produced this record. It's my vision. It's my veto power. It is my taste. Thank you for saying that out loud.
You're welcome. I don't think people are out there against us, but the percentage is so small.
It is.
And, you know, I don't think of women when I think of producers. And that's bad.
Yeah.
Like when you yourself, a producer, does not think of other women, non-binary, trans people as producers, like there's a problem.
Yeah.
And I don't think men are standing in our way or anything. I think it's just the men who are dead who stood in our way did such a good job that we're just kind of catching up now to try to like bust through this thing.
Right. Can we talk about the song Tomboy Gold?
Well, the song Destination is about other people from my perspective. And then Tomboy Gold is the shadow of that song. And it is from the perspective of the people being sung about in a way. So they're a couple. They're one unit. So they had to be together on the record.
Hip check through the crowd to what you think is the center. Think is the center. Hip check till your pinball brews. Hip check the lap bar or the hammer. Hip check through the crowd to what you think is the center. Think is the center.
Where is my heart?
Triangle made by the highway and the exit and the overpass. In the triangle made by the highway and the exit and the overpass. In the triangle made by the highway and the exit and the overpass.
My daddy used to let me hold the timing gun, but he'd adjust the idle. He always got a thrill that his little girl could close her eyes and tell by ear when it was 6 degrees from top dead center. Remember, 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 remember.
Hip check through the crowd to what you think is the center. Think is the center. Hip check till your pinball brews. Hip check the lap bar the hammer. Hip check through the crowd to what you think is the center. Think is the center.
Walk sign is on to cross. 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 Walk sign is on to cross.
That's Tomboy Gold from the new Nico Case album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green, her ninth studio album. I'm Carmel Holt, and she's here with us on Shiro's. So you were talking about how the first song and the second song kind of go together as a pair. You talked a little bit about the overall theme of this being like a collection of love songs or songs to musicians and to music.
Yeah, that song in particular is kind of a shout out to the women I would see coming up in music out there, especially the gay women. They had a very distinct swagger that gave me whiplash. And I didn't understand why it was so compelling. You know, I was like, huh, there's just something about them. And it wasn't, you know, some sexist stereotypical notion about swagger. It was a very different kind of swagger. And there's something about the women I met who, I think you and I have talked about this personally before too. Like, I feel like women who didn't grow up caring about the male gaze or caring what men thought of them or what their measure was in the eyes of men have a more confident, capable air about them. And I want that for everyone. And I just craved that feeling because I wasted so much time, you know, thinking about that. I was programmed to think about it. I was raised to think about it and not raised to think about it. Like, it's just so poison in the water everywhere. And, you know, it's not even a thing men are actually doing to you. It's just this notion that is planted. And so you do it for them, even though they're not wanting you to do it. Like, I remember I knew so many awesome men growing up who, you know, you'd be talking about yourself like, oh, I'm getting fat or I don't look. They were like, what are you talking about?
Right.
We don't care about that.
Right.
Like, I had so many fans like, we don't even care about that. And I'd be like, oh, it's like they'd say it to my face and I couldn't believe it.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And, but there was something so singular of purpose and so forceful and formidable and so tender about the way those people that I looked up to would move through the world. And they helped me see myself better and they helped me know that there was something else out there and that women weren't this little thin, you know, sliver of what the definition of us are. Because I'm not like that at all. Like, I'm a pretty ferocious person. But, you know, when you're trained to believe one thing, it's hard to put it down. And, you know, it never went well, any of that stuff that I thought, like, trying to fit into it. It was always really embarrassing and weird. So, you know, now that stuff is funny, but I do get kind of melancholy when I think about how much time I wasted worrying about it and how much of myself I didn't let out.
Man, do I relate to that so much.
Yeah, right?
Yep. Well, we have time for a final exercise, the Shiro's Magic Wand. Are you ready to make a wish?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm going to hand you the Shiro's Magic Wand. Might actually be a little heavier than you imagine because it holds the power to change anything in the music industry for women, for non-binary, queer, BIPOC folks, anyone whose voice is not equally heard. First wave of the wand, it's kind of like a first thought, best thought thing. What would you change, Nico Case?
I just erase the Country Music Institution off the face of the earth.
Nice.
The gatekeepers,
okay.
They're gone. You make that country music, ladies. Get out there. All you theys and thems and everybody, please. We need new stories. We need you. And you should get to write your own story.
May it be so.
May it be so.
Nico, thank you for being with us on Shiro's. How should we go out today?
Thank you for having me.
What song should we close
with? Always an honor. What song?
Yeah. Should we close with the title track, Rusty Mountain, maybe?
I like the title track better than I like Rusty Mountain because it was such a great excuse to play baritone guitar, which is just my favorite sound.
Can you tell us anything about this song before we go into it?
It's just womankind's revenge.
Perfect way to end. Love it.
Just lick the knife you're cutting the meat with. Just go ahead and do it.
I live in the wrong time. custodian at the agency that keeps the planet aligned. This breeze blowing in through the back door, where I should walk free, taps out my frustration against the outside wall, just loud enough to drive me crazy.
Thanks once again to Nico Case. Thank you for being with us on Shiro's.
Thank you for having me, Carmel. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Massive thanks once again to my Shiro, Nico Case, for being with us. Neon Gray Midnight Green is out now on Anti Records. Catch Nico out on tour this fall. Go to NicoCase.com for all the details. Today's conversation was condensed and edited for broadcast. To hear the full interview, please download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast, available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Next, we wrap up the hour with a song from Sleater-Kinney to celebrate Carrie Brownstein's birthday when Shiro's Radio continues.
Reflecting in the shining mirror of my night, Daniel Flynn's just right, just right.
It's People Powered Radio, KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to Shiro's Radio. We receive support from our listener members and from the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has an open house from 4 to 6, Tuesday, September 30th at Park Rapids City Hall. Learn about the Highway 71 corridor study. There will not be a formal presentation, so you may come and go as you wish. Our question of the week is, where are your favorite places to go and look at fall colors? We are getting close to peak here in northern Minnesota. Text in your answers to 218-326-1234. Let's get you back one more time to Shiro's Radio on KAXE.
It's Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. Shiro's alum Carrie Brownstein of Sleater-Kinney is 51 on Sunday, September 28th. This year is the 20th anniversary of that band's seventh album, The Woods, which would end up marking the first major breakup of that band and would be their last until 2015's No Cities to Love, which was also the year that Carrie Brownstein put out her memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. The name of that book came from this song.
My baby loves me, I'm so happy. Happy makes
what you yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me, why the hell are you gonna make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl. Unannounced, dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
Happy birthday to pop punk Canadian musician Avril Lavigne on Saturday, September 27th. Her big hit, Complicated, on Shiro's Radio. And also birthday wishes to Carrie Brownstein of Sleater-Kinney on Sunday, September 28th. We celebrated by spinning Modern Girl from the album The Woods. That does it for this week's edition of Shiro's Radio. Thank you as always for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast and our new YouTube channel, Shiro's Productions. Shiro's is 100% independent and is made possible through the support of our public radio affiliates and now listeners like you. Through a partnership with the nonprofit AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio, we have our very first fundraising campaign now in progress. Text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax deductible donation through AIR or visit shirosradio.com. Until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
Well, I've got two brothers and they're in the Marines.
This is Drew Miller from Boiled in Lead urging you to support KAXE and KBXE. Community radio is a lifeline for culture, and these days it's under threat. If you enjoy it, you need to help pay for it because nobody else is going to do it except for you. Please support KAXE and the Summer Pledge Drive.
Make a donation now by visiting our website, kaxe.org, and clicking the word donate, or text donate to 218-326-1234.
Climbing up that old gallows ladder, cried out so gaily for